good for your team. Really shows where they're at. Curtis Vogel, huge on the defense. He was everywhere. I don't know how many tackles he ended with. 15, I believe, was the final number. Wyatt Janowak with 14, leading this team, the linebackers on defense. So hats off to them. And the whole Deckerville squad, we said great attendance way up here in Marquette. You know, it was awesome to see all these fans show up, make the drive, and it was a very impressive team. Put on a great game in front of us, was hoping they'd take home that championship, and they certainly had their opportunity to, but just didn't quite work out.
So, Dave, let's go through our starters here, and then we'll say our goodbyes here for the season. But today's game was brought to you by Thumb Sailor, Cottage Radiator and Air Conditioning, Moore Shoreline, Dia Services of Cass City, Randy's Honey Center in Bed Axe, Michigan High School Athletic Association, Graf Chevrolet Buick and Sandusky, Midnight Madison, Kenneth Tire of Deckerville, Moore Motor Sales of Carroll, Apsey Funeral Home of Deckerville, Kohler's Propane North, Bayport State Bank, and Sure, better health, better life. Are you sure? Well, I'm certainly sure that this has been a fun season. This is the seventh season behind the microphone for me, sixth season with Dave Hansen here net to my right. Again, Dave, I went back and listened to our first year together, 2012, just a few weeks ago, and listened to that broadcast to where we are now. I'd like to thank you for all that you've done here for us and for all of our listeners back home. I certainly enjoyed it. We hope that our listeners back at home enjoyed it. We're out here trying our best every week in and week out, and we thoroughly enjoy and we're honored that we have the opportunity to present high school football to you.
It's a lot of fun. That's the word I would use. I wouldn't do it if I wasn't having fun. It's not about anything else. It's cool to be a part of the community and follow some of these young kids because we are well removed from high school now. So a lot of these names are new to us. So it's neat to stay tied with the community, not only our county, but Sanilac County and Tuscola County, as their schools are starting to really mesh in the Greater Thumb Conference. So, you know, I appreciate the invitation 6 years ago, even though I was very hesitant.
On a whim.
It was very, very hesitant at first. And, you know, the long story short is I told you no, absolutely not.
Very true.
And I'll help you out for a week. And now it's 6 years later, a state championship. We've covered three state finals games at least, some semifinals games. This is our second trip to the Marquette Dome up here. So all of a sudden it turned into quite the historical event for us. We've actually got to see some really quality football games from a lot of our teams in the area. And it's been a lot of fun, and I appreciate that. And like I said, happy to be here.
And Dave, of course, our success on air doesn't go without the success of our director of sports information, Doug Cole. He drives from Livonia, Michigan every single week for us, up to the Thumb of Michigan. Whoever thought that Doug Cole, that you'd be enjoying high school football in the Thumb of Michigan?
I would have no idea 10 years ago.
But hey, Doug, we appreciate it for all you do. We pass on the stats to the Huron Daily Tribune. We use them on our show on Sunday night, The Strong Side. We can't thank you enough. You spot for us. You keep us in check. You double check our math. You're doing stats, offensive and defense at the same time. Thank you. Now completed your fifth season with the WLA Sports Network.
I can't believe it's been 5 years, but it's totally worth the drive. I have a lot of fun with you guys, and looking forward to more years in the future.
All right, that's what I like to hear. So, Doug Cole, thanks for all of your help again this season now. And, of course, our director of social media and media relations, Kayla O'Neill, did not make the trip since it was an eight-player football game, but Kayla O'Neill is with us week in and week out, taking care of our social media duties and doing a running game clock and game log. Every play, who made the tackle, how much it was, what yard line it was, what down it was, what time it was, so we can figure out our third down conversions, our fourth down conversions, time possession, all that good stuff. Kayla does that and doesn't get paid to do it.
No.
So thank you to Kayla as well.
Most importantly, she keeps track of every play, what happened, where it went to, how many yards it was, the time it took, and then still finds time to put it on our social media sites, which is why I had to step up and do that today. And it I can tell you, it's not easy when you're trying to focus on one thing and jump into social media and keep everybody at home sided up. So she's definitely multitasking all the time. Appreciate what she does. It makes our lives a lot easier. Same with you, Doug. The statistics we can use and talk about each and every game and even after the game is done is so very helpful and makes and the time filler for us when things are slow, when the officials are maybe, you know, killing some time. It gives us something to talk about, and it's very informative. We really appreciate your help, and we couldn't be here without you guys, so appreciate it.
And, of course, a thank you to the Amens, Thumb Broadcasting, Kelly Carpenter, our engineer, all the folks who Grant who's in Friday nights in the booth making sure that we're staying on air, everyone back at the station, that it may help this season be possible. This marks 7 years for me, 6 years for Dave, 5 years for Doug and Kayla. Dave, you want to do another round next year?
I tell you what, I'm in as long as you are. I'll put it that way.
Well, I say the same thing every year. Unless ESPN or Big Ten Network calls, I'm back. So why don't we count on it? We'll be back next year for the fall as the boys of summer become the boys of fall. In the meantime, though, you'll hear me and John Mooney broadcasting high school basketball from the Hardwood. Right around the new year, we'll start our first game, and then we'll hit really full strength as we run through the January schedule through the middle of March. So Doug Cole, Dave Hansen, Kayla O'Neill from afar, thank you for all you've done here on the WW Sports Network. We've made it certainly a pleasure to broadcast with, and broadcasting from Marquette, Michigan in week number 13. A long journey for us, a lot of miles on that old 2016 Chevy Equinox, but it was worth every penny of it, and a lot of fun conversations along the way. A very successful season for all of our area teams. Congratulations to all of our regular season victors, our postseason victors as well, including the Deckerville Eagles, making it state runners-up for the second year in a row right here on the WLW Sports Network. So on behalf of Doug Cole, our Director of Sports Information, Kate O'Neill, our Director of Social Media and Media Relations, in-game analysis, Dave Hansen. I'm Clark Ramsey, producer and host of this broadcast. We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. A thriller from start to finish as Central Lake takes out the Deckerville Eagles, comes from behind in the last 3 minutes, 32-30. So long.